This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
As children return to school across the nation, some areas are struggling with pandemic challenges. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
A new report from North Carolina health officials shows there are 170 ongoing COVID-19 clusters in public schools or child care settings in the state. Union County Public Schools, the state's sixth largest school district, reports as of Friday about 1 in 8 students were under quarantine. The district voted down a proposal last month to require mask wearing. In Georgia, Griffin Spalding School System is switching to virtual learning after 3 school bus employees have died from COVID-19 in recent weeks. In Savannah, some school bus drivers staged a sick out Tuesday after a similar protest last Friday. I'm Mike Gracia.
President Biden says climate change is a code red danger. He spoke after touring neighborhoods flooded by the remnants of Hurricane Ida.
A storm in the Gulf, as you've now figured out, can reverberate 10 states away. Supply chains and crop production get interrupted, driving up costs, devastating industries all over America. This is everybody's crisis.
Yes.
Everybody's crisis.
Human rights groups are asking NBC to cancel plans to cover the upcoming Winter Olympics in Beijing. The groups say broadcasters risk becoming complicit in what they say are worsening human rights abuses in China. Americans trying to evacuate hundreds of U.S. citizens and Afghans from Afghanistan are pleading with the Biden administration to do more to help. The Biden administration says the holdup is due to the Taliban. Texas will execute a man today for killing a convenience store worker in a robbery that got him $1.25. John Henry Ramirez is asking that his pastor be allowed to lay hands on him as he dies by lethal injection. This is AP News. A fire at an overcrowded prison near Jakarta, Indonesia, has killed more than 40 inmates. Charles de Ledesma reports.
Televised footage shows firefighters battling to extinguish orange flames while black smoke billows from the compound. Indonesian Red Cross officials evacuated the victims to ambulances, while dozens of bodies in orange bags were laid in a prison room. A police chief has told reporters an early probe into the cause of the fire points to a short circuit in one of 19 cells in one of the prison blocks. After the fire was extinguished, hundreds of police and soldiers were deployed around the prison to prevent prisoners from escaping. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Torrential rain in Mexico suddenly flooded a hospital yesterday, killing 16 patients. This was in Tula, about 60 miles north of Mexico City. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.